What you wanting, dames? Murder, she wrote. I'm doing my best impression of a grandma watching TV midweekday.
Did you used to watch it with your grandma?
Not that I can really remember, but I must have at some point. I remember watching it while I was homesick from school a few times. I don't know. It's one of those shows that's just kind of nice to veg out to. Cozy murder and all that.
You doing okay?
Oh, yeah. I'm just wanting to turn my brain off for a bit. It wasn't a bad day, but it was a busy one. We're trying to get some referendums passed, and we're having to take them all the way up to the board for the academy, and at this point I'm pretty sure they hide when they see me coming. But they do usually do what we want, probably just to get me out of their hair, but I'll take it. But after a whole day of that, of, you know, kind of firing on all cylinders for however many hours, I'm just looking to cool my brain off a bit.
Yeah, I hear that.
How was your day?
Well, it was a paperwork day. I hate being in the office. Nobody told me that working for the Land Work Commission meant having to do papers, too.
Tell you what, we parent trap them. You come into the academy and yell at the board for a day, and I will fight my way through a stack of permit paperwork, huh? It'll get us both some variety.
I'm not very good at yelling, though.
Yeah, and I'm probably not patient enough to get through a stack of paperwork either, to be honest.
You're cute, though.
I don't know if the Academy Board would agree with you on that.
Well, if they'd make the improvements you've been fighting for, then they could get to see your cute side, too.
Is that, this side?
Every side of you is cute.
Sappy.
Always.
Lay on top of me.
Like, completely on top of you?
Yeah. Like the world's sexiest weighted blanket.
Okay. Like this.
Just like that.
You're so warm.
Well, yeah.
I know you would be, but it feels really good. So I like saying that. You feel really good.
I love you.
I love you too, dames.
I'm glad you're home.
I was only gone for work.
I know. But I like my day better when it's with you.
That took a long
Is that what I think it is?
Maybe. It's your fault.
Oh, my fault, huh? A couple kisses to your neck and you're already all revved up. I think you got a crush on me, Hux.
that was a lot more than a couple kisses. And of course I've got a crush on you. Haven't you met you?
Yeah, much to my chagrin.
Oh, damn, just don't say that.
I'm kidding. And trying to distract me isn't gonna work, mister. There is a rock-hard reminder pressing into my leg as we speak.
Your fault.
As you've said. I will gladly take responsibility for that. You looking to do something about that?
If you are...
Alright, hold on. Let me... Okay. I didn't really need J.B. Fletcher watching while we get our rocks off. And...
Oh, much better.
Now I can feel all that skin. And... We didn't even have to get up.
Somebody's eager.
I love the awkward shimmy of trying to get pants and underwear off while laying down as much as the next guy, but I figure, what's magic for if not? Getting our bodies pressed together. Not that much faster.
Wrap you up in arms. All around you.
So good.
Squeeze your thighs together around me. Fuck yeah.
This room of leg day is a lot more fun. Slide up a little so I can reach your cock. Like this. Yeah. Like that. Yeah, grab mine. In this position. Ow.
Just squeeze. Okay. And then I can thrust into it. Hell yeah. Squeeze as I get to the base. Fuck yeah, dames.
Now you do the same. And I can thrust into your hand. Huxley. God, I am covered.
This time it's both of our faults.
Hold on. Oh, thank God for cleaning magic.
Mm-hmm.